America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks, are brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. Got a four-man junk show. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes. This is where you find me on the Twitter, joined by Jason Bishop.
Big day, big day.
It certainly is. John Paul Flame is also here with us.
Big day, trade deadline.
It is trade deadline day. You're correct.
I wasn't talking about trade. I was talking about college football playoff ranking being released.
Gotcha.
That's big, too.
Is there something else going on?
And Eric Bickle also here.
I mean, I'm lucky to be here. I honestly thought I might have to call out today.
A personal day was looming?
Just be at the dentist. My one-two is killing me. The only thing that's keeping me here right now is Advil.
How many Advil are you currently on right now?
Gotta
be two or three, right?
No, yeah. I took three yesterday and then three in the middle of the night. I don't know. I gotta text my guy.
Is it the same one that you've been having problems with? Because didn't you mention
I have three issues. I have two that have chipped away on my upper, and I have one that's chipped away on my lower, and the one on my lower is killing me.
Is it your chew side?
It's in the middle. It's one of the front middle on the bottom.
Hold on, you have a chew side?
Yeah, don't you favor a side when you chew?
I have to
not
chew.
Not that I know of.
On different sides.
I think I chew equally on both sides, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I have to chew based on what hurts the least.
I mean,
you're not really conscious of
where my food goes once I put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Which side? No. I don't think. Not to my knowledge.
Am I an alien?
I mean, maybe subconsciously, no. But I don't think I favor one side over the other.
My right side is my chew side.
Okay. Every bite I take, I'm conscious of.
Which side is your dip side, Valdez? Do you have it?
My right.
Your right is your go-to.
We went to this beautiful, you know, Long Island's known for their bagels, I guess. Yeah. And we got a butt early on the way back. And, you know, we went, there's lines of people and everything. We got there before the lines, thank God. And all I said was, I don't know anything about bagels. I really don't. I'm not a big bagel person. I said, I just need the softest one you got. Whatever the softest bagel you have.
That's
what I need.
Dip it in water.
I need the softest bagel.
I think you're in the wrong city for that. Aren't they usually really hard on the outside?
I don't know.
No, they have all kinds.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They have millions. And they're wonderful. But I can't have anything hard. And right now, I'm on the brink of crying when the Advil wears off.
I hope you have backups, reinforcement Advil.
I do.
Okay, good.
Smart.
Early message to the group, no joning on EB today because he'll explode.
When your mouth hurts.
Cantankerous.
Well, you guys probably, because you guys all have good, nice, healthy teeth or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually had tooth pain?
Yeah, it's
excruciating.
Yeah.
Haven't really had tooth pain.
Not
the closest
like that.
Pain I have to that in my mouth is like a bad canker sore, which hurts like a bastard, but I'm guessing tooth pain is
worse. I take 100 canker sores on my Johnson over tooth pain.
Yeah.
I think those are called something else.
Yeah. I should show you. I just hit some balls and ran some errands yesterday, and I bought this pain reliever mouthwash, this gel to put on your thing.
Didn't help.
marginal. I was gargling salt water. I was, what else did I do? Oh, hydrogen peroxide is supposed to be a thing. Mix it with water, gargle that.
Ugh. I've never put hydrogen peroxide in my mouth.
Is it sensitive to hot and cold? Like, if you have a cold glass of water, does it just kill your tooth?
Well, that's been the case for 25 years. That's old.
So do you have an appointment with said dentist today, or
I'm going to text him a little bit. The problem is I got a tea time. At tea time tomorrow.
You get a dentist to come down here?
If I could... You know, I once had...
You don't have a dentist at the turn?
I once had my chiropractor meet me at the golf course.
Yeah. Your physio.
Just I like had my your physio PGO. Meet me at the golf course, and I had a full chiropractic appointment before my tea time. That did happen once.
You might want to reprioritize.
I got to get this addressed.
I've said it for a while. I don't know if a dentist would recommend it. I think you just need to start over, just have them take them all out. And put in some sillies.
Do you realize how extreme that is? I have three teeth that are bothering me. You want me to get rid of like 47 of them? I
mean, you're constantly having problems. So if they just put in some silly choppers,
I don't want
you might have better looking teeth, number one, and healthier teeth.
Could you get like the Baba Booey veneers or something? And would that help?
Hey, look at my teeth.
Baba veneers is just like a look.
I know, but I mean, aren't they like protective almost? They're capped.
Well, most of my teeth are capped, believe it or not.
Well, then how are the caps just breaking?
So what happens is
I hope
when
they're
you
not.
Have,
they play Nashville tomorrow.
When you have
zing in the morning,
been scoring a lot of goals.
You have underlying decay in your teeth. You put a crown on it, and then over years the teeth cracks, and then the crown falls off, and you constantly replay. It's a game. It's kind of a nightmare.
It sounds like whack a mole with your teeth.
Kind of whack a mole,
whack a tooth.
Yeah,
no, whack a tooth.
And I'm I just hate dealing with it. It just hurts. You know?
Take care of that today.
Look, you got Delta.
Did you make an appointment yet? You didn't make an appointment yet to see the dentist today?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to.
He has a
text
tea time.
My guy at 7 p.m. and I wanted to see if I could manage
have
it.
Teeth time instead of tea time.
Teeth time. The thing is sometimes you can just kind of clean it, soothe it, and it goes away for a while.
This sounds like it's more. There's a this underlying issue.
This one's lingering.
Like down by the roots.
You need like a numbing shot in your mouth.
Well, I have like some of those gels, pain reliever gels, like where my tongue is swollen. And
you realize you're on the path to just having dentures.
Well, that's what JP keeps saying. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to yank all my teeth out. I just got to fix these annoying ones. It's just a constant battle.
You mean you don't want to come in here and have the choppers just gleaming white and everybody's like
piano keys? Yeah. No, I just don't want to rip out perfectly good teeth.
I understand. I understand that.
Well, they're not perfectly good teeth.
No, he explained it to me. Like, even if you have a little bit on the top, like your root is like, so say your tooth is that big and you have a little bit of issue up here, you still have that much good tooth, you know?
Not that toothy.
So there's still some good tooth that's underneath, like underneath the gum.
And by the way, if you guys have ever had teeth pulled, I think I've had one.
I mean, I can't remember.
It is.
I don't think
the most archaic.
Yeah.
Thing.
It's barbaric.
It's barbaric.
I mean, it's basically ripping it out with like
a wrench. Climb on you with like pliers.
Yeah.
And have a couple old ladies hold your hand and yank your tooth out.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's horrifying. Can you imagine doing that like 47 times?
How has dental?
I hope I never have. I'm sure I will, but I hope I never have to do that.
Yeah.
That sounds horrifying.
It's horrifying.
Can't they get your teeth out with a laser at this point? Or no, I guess you just can't do that.
You probably, if you had the way JP's like an all or nothing guy, so he probably would go in there and yank out all his teeth.
Sure.
When you do that, they probably would put you under.
Right, I would think.
Eric's dentist is the only one in the country that drives a Bentley.
A lot of them drive nice cars.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. A lot of them drive nice cars. My dentist does have a tennis court in his backyard.
Wow, very nice. Yeah, you gotta enjoy the spoils.
I think he has a summer home next to David Falk in Kiowa.
He might.
He very well could. Let's check his real estate records.
Yeah. Well, this is you know,
that's the saving you. It's getting me through.
Right there. Yeah.
Anyway, trooper. You're a trooper for coming in with the debilitating tooth pain.
Yeah.
Job
we'll see. See, my guy, he only works half the time. I don't even know if he's working.
Well, he already has a tennis court in his backyard. He's living the dream.
Why
should he work full time?
Yeah, I mean, guy barely works. We'll see if he's in town.
There's nothing that a cocktail can't cure, too.
Believe me, I had a little scotch to see if that worked. Didn't really help.
Cocktail that I tried recently that I I mean, I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Because everybody on a golf course drinks one, but I've never sampled one.
Transfusion?
I had a transfusion.
And you fell in love.
And it's delicious.
Of course it's delicious.
It's fantastic. I bought the mix from the store.
Oh, you bought a mix?
Yeah, they have like Barstool transfusion mix with no alcohol in it. Uh-huh. And then I provide the alcohol, the Scotty's vodka.
Right.
Made it at home. Delicious.
So you don't even have to. So it's got the like the ginger ale and
it's got
grape
the ginger
juice.
Ale grape yeah. juice in the can. It's about this big. Dump it in.
Where
dump
do they
in
sell
the
that?
Grocery stores.
Just like it's your Harris Teeter.
Liquor store. Anywhere you buy groceries.
Are you becoming a cocktail guy?
Not every night, but I'm starting to weave that into the rotation.
So, hold on, did you have one at Norbeck and then
no, go? I just
or you said
he's been hearing us talk.
I just
about
heard
him.
About transfusion, like everybody in golf course, like if you have to have one. So I was like, I'll try it.
Yeah,
tried it.
That's the first time you've ever had one.
Liked it.
Yeah, it's good.
Delicious.
It's really good.
Might be my new one seed of non-beer alcoholic drinks.
It's a very delicious drink.
Did you have two beers last night as well?
Last night, let me see. I had a beer while I was playing pickleball, and then I had a second beer when I came home. So yes, I had two beers.
And the transfusion?
No, that was the night before. That was last night.
Right. When you had the transfusion, did you also have your beer?
Yes, of course.
He's such a
I had the transfusion first, and then
are you OCD
that
to the point that you can't go to sleep without having a beer?
No.
Is it like your melatonin?
I have gone nights where I've only had one beer, but
have you gone nights with zero beers?
Oh, it's been, I can't think of one recently.
That's hilarious.
I mean, when would I have gone to bed without having at least one, maybe two beers recently?
Probably last time you were sick, which has probably been months.
I honestly can't remember the last time I did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of it. It's my normal routine.
Do you have to get up and pee all the time? Like when you drink, you have to get up and pee. Typically, I do.
Here's the problem. Like I finish that second beer. Yeah. And then I have to watch a little more TV. I have to watch Patrick Mahomes scorching the Bucks last night.
Right.
He's not any good. For two.
He's not any good, though.
I was praying for him to have a bad game last night.
By the way, I've never been such a big Patrick Mahomes fan.
I said, God, please deliver a bad Pat Mahomes game. So, of course, he starts off like 11 for 12. I was like, this is my nightmare.
Right. He's terrible.
So then I watch a little more TV. And then I lie down for bed, and then I know 5 to 7 minutes later,
gotta go again.
I'm going to have to, there's a little more that I need to
empty
take
the
care
tank.
Of.
Yeah.
So then I get up 5 or 7 minutes later, pee again, then I'm ready to go to bed.
Right.
Then I'm ready to turn the lights off.
Right.
It's a whole thing. It's a big routine.
Oh, Mr. Kinks.
So what happened last night in that game? I didn't watch 1 second of it, to be honest with you.
Baker drove Tampa down. They scored with 30 seconds to go to tie the game. They decided to go kick the extra point to kick it to overtime, and the Chiefs got the ball in overtime, won the
right
point toss, and won.
Still old school. If you score a touchdown, then they don't get a chance
game
to
over.
Match. Wow.
They went right down the field.
So there's some criticism that Tampa should have gone for two. They're on the road. Bowles said he gave it minor consideration, but decided not to because of the weather.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Bucs need to just make a stop.
Bucks are now 4-5.
4-5 after a good start.
Right.
Taking on water.
I'll tell you what, Kareem Hunt has been a godsend for
he's been really good
for Kansas City. He's had some big games.
Wow,
man.
Kelsey had 14 catches.
Yep. And Mahomes got old D Hop involved.
D Hop. Yep. I mean, he had a crazy catch where Mahomes threw it into basically triple coverage and it just landed right in D Hop's hands. Somehow.
A week late for the parlay because I had him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you needed that one last week.
Huh.
I was just happy that Baker was throwing to Kate Otten all night. That helped me.
I had a
good day on FanDuel last night, man.
You did.
I hit D Hop anytime touchdown. I hit Rashad White anytime touchdown.
Ooh.
I hit the Buccaneers team total over. I hit
get a solid night.
What else did I hit? I hit one other bet in that. I think I went 4-1 just in the Monday night game.
I see Rakeem Jarrett is still in the league.
Yeah. He's getting an opportunity now with Evans and Godwin sidelined.
Good for him.
Their rookie, Jalen McMillan, missed with a hamstring injury. So he got a nice opportunity. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he only had one catch. But hey,
getting NFL checks, man.
Yeah.
He's on a roster, so good for him.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
I agree.
Yeah, big win for the Chiefs. 8-0 now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But because of the election and everything today, I guess, what, are public school kids off?
Yes.
My daughter has school.
They are,
public school off.
Public school kids
probably
are off.
Probably the entire country.
And then Drabby was saying, like, the NHL is, like, the only thing that's going on.
It's like 11 games tonight.
Really?
Yeah, so if you want to put together an NHL parlay, tonight's the night for you.
Right.
It's a big night for that.
Well, unless you like Maction in college football. You got Maction. Actually, there is two games tonight, Maction.
Two Nubs games.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll bet on them.
Yes, you will. You have the ability to wager on them.
I'll take Bowling Green on the road.
Hey, it looks like JP was talking about Keyshawn, mm-hmm. however they say it. He was 6 for 7. He took 17 threes.
Yeah.
Sarr had 10. 10 and 11, three blocks.
That's a dub.
Dude, if he does that,
yeah,
that's a huge dub. If
Absolutely.
He goes 10 for 11 with three blocks every night, mm-hmm. that's a great rookie
We could
year.
Probably never find this out, but I'd love to know if last night's starting five was the youngest starting five in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, that's probably one of them.
I bet you it was pretty close.
Well, I'm telling you, they've started this lineup for a while. I don't know. What's the deal with Kuzma? Is he hurt or something?
Like, banged up.
Kuzma's banged up.
They've started this lineup a lot.
I know. I'm just
trotting out the youngsters.
Last night with Sarr, George,
Coulibaly,
and Carrington. I mean, those got to be the it's got to be the youngest starting lineup ever.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right, there's a big show on a Tuesday. We got Rick Snyder to talk Commanders at 7. Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. He'll join us to talk NFL at 8:20, and we'll be joined by Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders.
B-Rob.
Coming up at 9. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk's sports page, get deeper into Monday Night Football. We'll tell you about the Terps' debut on the hardwood last night and more. That's all coming up here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.